done.
Okay.
All the other things would show up.
Yeah, Allie's like, gosh,
I haven't seen anything read it. If there's people don't know what to do.
I'll put this over here.
You're the boss.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to call to order the Mountain Springs Citizens Advisory Committee. And item number one is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, for the record, let it show that 4 out of 5 board members are present. We've established a quorum, and we will move on. Item number 2 is public comment. This is a period that's limited to the public being able to address any item that is on our agenda. There will be a second public comment period at the end of the meeting, at which you can speak on topics which are not on the agenda. So, is there anyone from the audience or the board that would like to make a public comment?
You guys are doing great.
Oh. All right, we're going to close the public comment period and move on to agenda item 3. Approval of the minutes for March 10th, 2021. This is for possible action.
What evening?
They are in.
Do we have it?
Yep, it's in your packet.
With the agenda.
I don't know what you guys are looking at.
Not the packet I gave you, with the agenda.
Yeah. It's
you have it right
you.
There.
It's right in front of you.
There it is. Page 2.
Do we need secretary board meeting training?
All right.
Thank you, Chase.
I'm looking right at it. Oh, these are the April 5th ones.
Yes.
The April 5th ones are not
we
on the agenda.
The...
You approve those minutes, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's my mistake.
Right. So we don't... Did you send out March 10th?
I thought we approved them at the special meeting.
No, we didn't. So let's...
Just needs that phone.
So let's just wait. Next month we'll just approve from March 10th, April 5th, and then from today.
So okay.
Is that okay with everybody?
So we make a motion to approve the minutes.
The minutes of, we're looking at of April the 5th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to approve the April 5th minutes. Okay.
Yeah. I'll call for a vote on the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
Okay.
We'll move on to approval of the agenda for this meeting, April 14th. Have a motion. Call for a vote. All in favor of the agenda? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Move on to item 5, informational items. Some people have absolutely impeccable timing because item 1 is a report from Metro.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I planned that. That's difficult to do, but it was good when you get it right, right?
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good. I actually set it up here and set it up by a stolen vehicle as I was in the past, so I didn't just back at it before it came out. But
did you say it was an occupied stolen vehicle?
No.
It wasn't a red SUV, was it?
No, it was a black truck.
Okay.
It ended up being that, but it was right down here in the past. Nothing new to report. If you guys have any questions for me.
Did you get any cards yet?
Cards?
Your visit.
I did.
You're going to regret getting those out. Yeah.
Part of the patient.
Anyone in the on the board or in the audience have any questions for Metro?
Well, I'll answer anything that you need. There's nothing specific that we that I need to talk about. I can tell you with all the areas that we cover, from State Line all the way to Red Rock, there's little to no, in fact, borderline no, no issues in the township. That's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means whatever you guys are doing works. So, kind of reevaluated. Reevaluated. I know someone was bringing up the speed limit and the transition from 45 to 65. I spent time actually taking a look so I could have an educated decision. And physically and on paper, you guys have a good, very good line in other places. You have a lot of structure. I know one of the questions that they were asking me, well, they want to extend the 45 east down towards. Yeah, kind of towards the split, Chevron Spur, heading in that direction. I don't have an answer for that because that takes legislation, it takes the county, it takes a lot. But I can tell you right now, you guys have been very good at what you guys have. And that's kind of what we're learning right now.
That was Raphael that brought that up.
Yeah. Coming this way, the 45 starts way down there.
Yeah, it does.
It seems excessively low, doesn't it?
No, it's just below the Potosi turnoff.
Well, when I came here for the first meeting, and I know it was an issue, I didn't have a lot of comment because I'm those guys that I'm not going to comment if I don't have the information from me because I owe it to you guys to have an accurate and honest answer. So when I left here, I wanted to see the distance that the 45 went into. I was expecting it to, once you hit that crest and go down, it to be right there. And I just kept on going and going and going. And it takes you not to cover road, but pretty close. So.
The change from 45 to 65 on both sides of the road is just east of the Potosi turnoff. And it happens at the same time on both sides of the road. I looked at it and verified it. There seemed to be some confusion last meeting, but I looked at it.
You guys have the concrete barriers in the middle, you have concrete barriers on the side. You have a lot of that stuff in place, but you don't have residential, which is impressive. Because there's no residential. And you have all this great framework in place to make your situation better here. It's impressive. It is. So, obviously, I'm not answering any questions.
I was going to say, so we have the National Forest Service down here right now for this whole week, putting in boulders that are blocking off paths that are not exactly paths.
Okay.
So what I expect to happen is that the people that generally use those paths for four-wheeling, hiking, horseback riding, or whatever, that are now blocked off to them, that we're going to see some new movement, that they're going to start going to other different places.
Sure.
Maybe, again, not places that they're supposed to be. So if, like, people in the town see or hear that, like, they're getting a lot of noise from people riding four-wheelers or stuff like that that's on either their private property and people don't know about it, or a lot of noise. Is that something that we should call Metro for to notify?
Well, it all depends on whether you want a short-term or long-term solution. There's a lot of things that go into play. A lot of things. Everything from just the quality of life on both sides. I don't know exactly where the BLM land starts. But those are common issues that you're talking about that the other townships have. And respectfully, it is the price someone pays living in a beautiful, rural neighborhood we're at. I don't know what I can't comment on what the Forest Service is doing as far as blocking off trails and doing all that. I do know that the Ford company is doing something awesome for the Boy Scout camp, which is right. Up that that Potosi Road, their road, which is amazing. I went there personally to go look at it and meet with those folks. They're putting a lot of money in, and that thing is going to be amazing. They deserve it. My message to Boy Scout, tell them all about it. But to answer your question a little bit more directly, it's tough. I can't go off of, well, this might happen. It's kind of one of those things where we let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
See what's happening, see what's realistic, and then I can address issues within that framework if it's needed. Absolutely.
I was going to say, just because when things get blocked up, you know, people will find a new route to do what you do. They will find, you know, places that either they should or they shouldn't go,
sure.
That sort of thing. And so I think it's important for the town to kind of distinguish between suspicious behavior that's being reported and just recreational activity.
I get it.
That's
I Everybody's level of concern or awareness is different. I'll bring up my sister in law. She'll see something and she's on the phone, boom, boom, boom. And if my brother, who's a firefighter, is telling her, put the phone down. You know what I mean? Because they see it two different ways. Both sides are good. If you call early, call late. It's all what you feel comfortable with. The more the merrier. That's what we get paid for. If you want to call Metro, call Metro a bunch of times. That's what we get paid to do. That's our responsibility. I take it very seriously. But I have to say, the best way for me to do it is to kind of let it play out, kind of see what exactly is taking place, and then work within that framework and go from there.
Anything else?
I'm good.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome. We'll stick around. If anybody has any questions after, okay, we'll probably answer.
Okay. We'll move to Nevada Highway Patrol. Is anyone from Highway Patrol here today?
No.
No?
I don't think we'll get him very often, okay, but I'll try to get him out every couple months.
We'll move to the next item from NDOT. I don't see anyone from NDOT here today.
And I talked to Mario Gomez, who you guys met before, and he said he was going to try to get Don here.
What did he say?
He's going to try to get Don to come tonight, okay, but there must have been some conflict.
Yeah, it'd be good if we could get him to go to the next meeting.
I know. I always ask. Okay.
Then that brings us to a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. So I handed you out a couple packets. So the use permit for Ford was approved at the Planning Commission, but has been appealed to go to the Board of Planning Commissioners. And I don't have a date on that appeal, but it usually is like 2 weeks in advance, so I'll let you know on that. The one thing that came up, and this is just awkward with being on the board, so I'm just going to say, so there had been discussion about the conditions of approval for the bar with the music. And I had remembered it the same way everybody else did, which was incorrect. We talked about the wall behind the stage, and the wall's existing. Mm-hmm, it was the stage that was new. So here's the plans that had been presented. You can see the wall is existing. It was the stage that was new. Is there some question about how you built the wall
yet?
We had
met and discussed
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. I'm cool, so don't worry.
Okay.
I'm easy.
Yeah.
So you may have discussed it, and I was gone last month, so but I just checked it out here. So.
No, I appreciate that they made me aware of something that they had a question on, and we went and met and talked about it. So.
But I remembered it the same way, that a new wall was going to be built.
Yeah, I brought the plans and showed them too, so they,
Well, heck, you guys are ahead of me then.
We're all good on
that.
I think we're all good on that.
I brought,
not a problem.
In your packet, you each have some excerpts from the small game hunting guide from the state of Nevada. I called and talked to my contact, Doug Nielsen, at NDOW about the trapping concerns. And so I pulled out, he led me to this publication, which I'm not crazy about hunting and trapping, but this is a really nice publication. We got to find out who does it because it's really good. So it lists the, you can see, this is all the regulations. And unfortunately, there's a list of trails that you can't trap near, which they're all in Mount Charleston. None of them are here. It also talks about trapping in a congested area. So trapping is prohibited other than with a box or cage trap within half a mile of a residence in a congested area. Well, a congested area is an area of a county in which discharge of firearms is prohibited, or the area within the boundaries of an incorporated city in the county. So it used to be that you guys were not a congested area. But we're going to have to get clarification on this, because I brought this up to Doug, because they were not aware that we had expanded the no shooting area to include half a mile on each side of a highway. So this is something we're going to have to look into. This may take legislative changes. So that is that could change where trapping would be allowed up here. So Doug's working on that. But any other stuff you have, the one thing he said, if you find a trap, do not touch it. Because if it is illegal, if you've touched it, you compromise the case. So he said, take a picture of it, and they can call. There's a number in here. And I had this ready for last month. So there's a number that you can call to report. Oh, here we go. Report, it's the last page. Report wildlife crime with the new Endow Tip app. So there's an app there. But he said, definitely don't mess with it because that is illegal too. So I will circle back with him because he was going to look into whether that changes, the fact that it's a no-shooting area now. It seems like it would, but we got to see how the actual legislation is listed. So.
You referenced there's new legislation that passed that no shooting within a half a mile of a highway.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that the county passed recently? Or
no, it was a couple years ago. It was... I'll say it's my baby. I don't get to do a lot of, like, our metro guys get to do all these life-saving things, and this is something that I made happen. If you ever drive south on Las Vegas Boulevard, there's a shooting area really bad near Sloan.
Yep.
on the east side there.
Trash and shooting area.
And NDOT's hands were tied because shooting's allowed. So how do you stop someone from shooting when shooting's allowed? It was very complicated.
Well, even then, it wasn't within 1,000 feet of a road.
Oh, no, they pull right off and shoot right there.
Or 1,000 yards. Well, the law was not within 1,000 yards of a road.
No, the law was you couldn't shoot over a highway. We looked into all this. It was not sufficient for what we needed to do. And so we worked with Metro and with Title 12, which is the ordinance, firearms ordinance, and we were able to, because there's no shooting within the valley, within the main valley, and so I had the idea, what if we brought that same thing down the corridors of the highways, so it would push people half a mile back from the highways, and half a mile isn't enough. We know this. If you have high-powered firearms, half a mile is not far enough. But it's a start, and it was able to push them back to increase safety, and that was in 2018, I think, or 17, I'll have to look. And so that did the half mile plus 500 feet from any trail or any other road.
Half a mile from a trail?
500 feet from a trail or a road. Then it was amended again, the no shooting area was amended again. To include areas south of Southern Highlands because the no shooting area was here and development had gone past it. So we had to expand it to include the developed area. And it also includes Level Canyon Road, which it did not before. And that was our way. There was a shooting ban in Level Canyon for safety, for fire, for all those reasons. But it couldn't be kept being renewed. It couldn't be a permanent closure. So this was a way to help keep that area safer too. So yes, it's a half mile from any highway, federal or state highway. So half a mile would include all of Mountain Springs. So we need to clarify that with these regulations. I'm not sure which is going to take precedence. I don't know. So.
Jen?
Well, thanks for keeping up with this bird.
Oh, yeah.
Because months ago I had to put a big one down. Was that
I know, that, and that's why I was looking into it, yeah.
And that was the second time he got into a trap. Plus, I had other dogs in. And I think what these guys do is they set traps close because that's where the opportunity is. I've never seen a bobcat, but I see these kit boxes. But the guys don't trap the kit pucks. They want the bobcat because those pelts sell for $100 or something.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for chasing.
Yeah, and as of for this regulation, they could put them close.
They could.
They can put them close because it's not prohibited in this area, but that may change. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, we're not. It's just.
Yeah.
Away
from I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Okay. So the other thing I have is Transform Clark County, which is the colored information I gave you. So I can't remember if I told you about this last time or not. So Transform Clark County is the process we're going through right now to update our master plan and Title 30. And if any of you have ever dealt with Title 30, you know it's a pain, and it does not address rural areas very well. So it's a two-part process, this Transform Clark County. The first is the master plan, and that's what we're working on right now. It's online. I will be emailing the same information to you. I just brought this to, like, whet your appetite a little bit. Next month, we're going to have a try to have a very robust discussion about the land use plan and the policies. So I included one little chunk of this so we can just talk about briefly so you'll be ready for next month. It's the draft area-specific policies. It's that first hyperlink there. And so I included, you guys are part of Northwest County. So on that first or second page you can see, it shows the map of where you are. And there are some policies in here that are specific to Mountain Springs, such as maintain the rural alpine character of Mountain Springs. So this first part is kind of the lofty goals. These are kind of the touchy-feely part of what do we want our community to be like? What do we value? And there's other ones about scenic byways, limit future development along highways, designated as scenic highways and byways. So there's some that are specific to Mountain Springs and some that encompass Mountain Springs, like night sky protection, explore opportunities, protect the integrity of the night sky through programs and development standards that minimize glare and light trespass from exterior signage. So these would be things that if a developer came in and wanted to do bright lighting, you could say, you know what, it's our policy in this area to not do that, and it would just strengthen the argument for why they shouldn't be able to do that. So you can look through these. We'll discuss them next month and in depth, and if there's other ones that are important to you, we can include those, we can amend some of these. These have not been changed for quite a while, so yours, 2013 is the last time yours were, I think, words were done. So so things have changed, but up here not a whole lot has changed, so you may want to just keep the ones that are because they've protected it so far. So I will send you this email. I would encourage you to look at the links, and we'll have a discussion about it that will go back. There's consultants working on this for the entire county, and then those, your input will go back to them to put incorporated into the plan. Yeah, all right?
This is super critical. I've been through this twice, and now's the time when they set the standards for the next 10 years.
Right. Well, and this part is just the goals and policies. So, like I said, this is kind of the lofty stuff. Overall, we want a healthy community. We want good roads. When we get to the Title 30 part, that is definitely very important because Title 30 has been around for 20 years. So the code is long lasting. So we'll do another discussion on that. I will absolutely bring that back to you. I've been telling all my communities, please be involved. Please
get involved. Thank you for helping us out on this.
Yeah.
A lot of it goes by you that we never see.
Well,
the Title 30 is the nitty-gritty.
Title 30 is a unified development code that tells you your setbacks, your heights, what you can do on a property. Can you have animals? Can you not have animals?
Right.
That's all the development standards. That's the nitty-gritty.
It's the nitty-gritty.
This is kind of the lofty part. This is the big overreaching, how we feel about the touchy-feely part of our community. So not that it's not important, but these are just policies. These are not rules. These are not laws. So not that this isn't important, but the Title 30 part, I feel, is super important. You're right.
This is the intent. And then the nitty-gritty is how would the intent be carried out?
And then the next nitty-gritty after that is the building code. So, you zoom in. So this is the big, 30,000 feet view of things. All right, so be looking for this in your email because these are hyperlinks. I couldn't even, the way they did it, it doesn't even have the website on there, but I'll just send them all to you. And it's kind of interesting stuff in there. So, and I think that is all I have for you, unless you have any questions.
Any questions from the board?
Well, the last time we went through this, Don Schlesinger was our county commissioner. And
that's a while back.
Yeah, that's a while back. But I tell you what, there were developers that saw some open available acreage here, and they were lobbying to change some of these rules so that they could get in and develop. So it's super cool.
Very.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions, comments from the audience? Okay, don't see any. We'll move to planning and zoning, of which there's none. General business, there's none. Item 8, comments by the general public. This is a period that's devoted to you can talk about anything you want. It doesn't have to be on the agenda. The only thing you have to recognize is, since it, whatever you're going to talk about hasn't been agendized, we will be unable to take any action on it. But you're free to speak your piece.
So I've heard that there was a Ford Bronco thing going on over here. And I also heard rumors that they were looking to hire locally. So I'm just wondering, do we have information on what that is, what they mean by hire locally, if they've already got that figured out, if
what
that whole thing is?
If Ford wants to hire locally.
Yeah, because I heard originally that they were looking to open in like July or like the summer sometime. And they wanted, so I was like, okay, I assume your guys' hiring and application process will be going on here in the spring or the beginning of the year.
I don't know when the specific opening date is. The rollout, the nationwide rollout for the program is this week. But they haven't done anything, work on the site yet. So I don't think they're at that time yet. But I will be talking with them in the next couple days, and I'll let them know that's a question that people ask.
Yeah,
because
if they have a way to like post it or advertise it or something, I know there's several people that would be interested.
I do know they are looking for someone to live on the site, to be like site stewards, mm-hmm. which for the right couple or family, that would be an awesome opportunity.
Yes, it would. That would be outstanding.
Yeah, it would be a great opportunity. So, especially if somebody had like maintenance experience or working on stuff.
There was a guy 2 meetings back, I think, with the group mm-hmm. from the Bronco Project, and he identified himself as the point of contact mm-hmm. for hiring, and he, I think, left his information. I don't know where it went.
And he also said that he would like to start here for employees. Here, meaning Mount Springs. He might have an opportunity.
I would like to offer him equipment and
fun. So you're looking for the contact information for that
I am.
Individual?
I am looking for the contact.
Let's see if we can get it to you. Anything else? Any comments?
Just the information, the Forest Service has been burning 300 acres now, and that's over with. So if you see smoke on the hill, call 911.
Okay, we're like, good, that's good.
The last smoke I saw over there was about a week ago, I think.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks since they've actually been burning because of the wind and the weather's been getting warmer and stuff like this.
So they're all done, right?
They're all done, yeah. They burned 300 out of the 400 that they wanted, but they got what they needed.
Okay.
That's good.
Good to know.
Is there any way we can petition the governor and see if we can get more seats at T-Mobile?
Well, June 1st, he said
yeah,
we can go back to 100%.
They're out of the season, though.
Yeah.
Oh. But June 1st is better than nothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, and he said it could be earlier.
Might be here before you
know. They only allow 3,000 in there. I mean, go 50-50, then we could get like 9,000 people. Then you could get tickets. That's all I got.
Okay.
Oh, I want to thank our new members.
Oh, yes. Yes, and I was remiss in that. I'm sorry. Thank you for joining us.
Congratulations, Chase. Welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. Okay, item of note, the next meeting is scheduled for May 12th, 2021. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Anybody abstaining? Motion passes. We're adjourned.
All righty.
Thank you.